Everyone ready?
Ready!
Transformation time! Kitsune!
Spirit of a fox's wisdom, racing through the snow. Kitsune, gold!
Spirit of a fox's fierce passion, hunting through the city. Kitsune, red!
Spirit of a fox's mischief, frolicking through the grass. Kitsune, orange!
Three warriors! Nine tails of justice! Defending Japan! Defending the world! Kitsune!
Sponsored by Inari Corporation. You know, it's possible the monsters don't actually care who we are.
This one's about to care.
Kitsune Red, be careful. You can't just rush in.
Maybe you can't, but Ugly and me, we're about to settle this once and for all.
Red, you always say that.
There she goes, about to get knocked on her sorry behind.
And Gold, you always say that. Well, looks like the fight is on. Race ya?
At least we're wearing helmets.
Foxes, Transformation Time Kitsune, Part 1 of 4. The Hen House, 1 week later.
Finally, a romantic date.
I know, Yuki. Isn't it great? Just you and me in front of the TV on a Friday night.
No fights, no chaos. No idiots needing to be punched in the mouth. Just mindless B-movies.
You want to know what would make this night even more special?
I'm afraid to ask.
Fights, chaos, and going for the jaw, because idiots need to be punched in the mouth.
Sally, you do raise an excellent point. We should reserve that for a future date night. But for now, why don't we...
Foxes! Mr. Whistler, guess what?
What is it, Dory? What could you possibly want at a time like...
It's Saturday morning in Japan, and do you know what that means?
You wanna watch cartoons in a totally different country?
We're about to ship you there in a box.
No! It's Kitsune! They're having a monster battle right now!
Who?
Hey, what are you doing with the... TV remote. Hey, Yuki, can we beat Dory's ass for that?
It would fulfill the idiot needing to be punched in the mouth thing you were talking about. But no. Friday would have us fill out a lot of paperwork. Unless we call it sparring.
Is that a Japanese channel? I didn't know we had those.
It's there if you flip far enough.
Is that a giant squid monster?
It's a giant squid kaiju. That's Japanese for...
Strange beast. I know. I never spent a lot of time in Japan, but I can still speak the language.
Is somebody gonna do something about that rampage?
Oh, definitely. Kitsune's gonna show up any moment now and kick its butt!
You're expecting a fox spirit to fight a giant squid monster?
Okay, but for real though, that would be so cool.
No, of course not. I'm expecting a highly trained team of martial artists wearing colorful costumes patterned after fox spirits to beat up the giant squid monster.
What?
Okay, so it turns out a Japanese corporation is working alongside the government to make another version of this fox's team. The Kanto Inari Team for Super Ultra Nihon Enforcement. Kitsune for short.
Well, that's a stretch.
Gotta admire their commitment, though. They have the acronym DOTS.
Yeah, so they're three highly trained martial artists that go on missions just like this one. It's just that their financial backing is different. They have high-tech weapons and motorcycles and giant robots shaped like foxes, which all combine into a much larger robot called Kitsune-o.
Why?
Cool. Why do we have any of those things?
You would have those things if not for all the property damage, inadvisable shenanigans, and blatant disrespect for authority figures.
How could a team driving giant robots possibly have lower property damage than we do?
Because they're highly trained. Just watch, they'll be on the scene any second to kick that monster's butt. Anytime now. Come on, guys.
They're declaring a state of emergency.
I don't understand. They should have shown up. On foot? In Kitsune? Oh, something? Anything?
Listen, sorry for your loss, but can we please go back to the movie date?
So, Miss Galford, can I call you Friday? We've known each other for a while now. No, I didn't make the best impression starting out, but I'm turning my life around. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm working on being a better man for my niece, the Foxes, and you. You especially. I really like you. Nah, that don't sound right. Miss Galford, would you want to go out with me this weekend? Oh, what is this? Middle school? Miss Galford, Friday. You're a grown woman. I'm a grown man. And I haven't had a DUI in almost a year. How about you and me? Nah, that'll just get me pepper sprayed. Need to talk to somebody about this. But who could give me any kind of useful advice? Hey! Door is open.
Hi, hi. Kashko marimashita. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
What?
Oh, hey, Buck. I didn't see you there. Do you need something?
I just needed your advice on something. It's about Miss Galford.
That's great. I need to talk to her, too. The Foxes are going to Japan!
Once again, what?
I am about to kill somebody. Starting with Dory.
Oh, come on. Flying coach with Dory's not that bad. Is it?
And see, I've been following Kitsune Gold and Kitsune Orange's exploits for years, long before they were selected for the costumes. See, they went to Gakuen together, that means academy, and their friendship has been blossoming into a slow burn romance ever since. I don't think they see it yet, but I totally do.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be a challenge to sit through. Kinda like that snoring guy a few rolls over.
Him too. His nasal passages sound like they're filled with raw sewage and regret. And don't get me started on Buck.
Why? What's wrong with Uncle Buck?
When he's not making heartsick puppy dog eyes at Friday, he's observing everyone in the coach section expecting there to be a hijacking at any second.
I mean, can you blame him? It would really brighten his day. Mine too, actually.
Ready to move. That stewardess looks...
Why can't we go back to flying by private plane anyway?
Sadly, private planes are no longer in the Fox's budget. The only one of us we could afford to put in first class was Mr. Whistler.
And I bet he's living it up over there.
Oh, he's so cute.
But hey, cheer up, Yuki. We'll be in Japan in no time.
Which means the flight will be another... 13 hours, give or take.
Why are we even on this flight in the first place? Why are we going to Japan?
Dory didn't tell you? Kitsune are missing in action, and the Foxes are going to fill in for them. You've been listening to episode 1 of Fox's Transformation Time Kitsune, written by David Ellis and produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Additional music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works. Casey Shaw was Kitsune Gold. The Mocha Wizard was Kitsune Red. Pamela Jean Agalus was Kitsune Orange. Luke Giaconetti was the Kaiju. Sarah Palmero was Yuki. Claire Void was Sally. Vanessa Van Zare was Dory. Nicole Tomte was Sultry 80s Voice and Friday Galford. Thomas DJ was Buck 50 and Mr. Whistler. Camry Varner was Stewardess. Jim Moon was the Terrorist. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Now those are words I'll never get tired of hearing.
What words, Uncle Buck?
Missing in action. Looks like our mission is to track down and rescue some soldiers who are MIA. Just like in the good old days.
Wait, what? When did they say anything about that? And, weren't you just worried about terrorists on this?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Randall. My accomplices and I are hijacking this plane.
Speak of the devil.
Everyone stay in your seats, or we will open fire and get blood all over these seats and the windows.
All yours, Uncle Buck.
Giddy up, Buttercup.